Okay, let's go. It's me again. Somebody just throw some, I don't know, vegetables at me if the 10 minutes are over. If you came for a web assembly here, I have to disappoint you. So we'll have to wait another one or two talks when we will talk about that. I repurposed the slot here to talk a little bit about something equally cool, wonderful, spiffy with a rocket engine for LibreOffice templates. Well, small disappointment, it's about Wormux. But I think that's where I'm kind of serious there, that perhaps the name, we could think about a different one. So, quick intro, what is that, if you haven't heard about it? It's a Java extension to LibreOffice, and it's there for template and forms management, and also like extending mail merge. So those are two views on it. The left one is the sidebar extension. You see three sidebar panels been added there. This is just a selection of sample templates there. And the right side is a kind of constructed, generated document out of that thing. So, and all of that has been developed by the city of Munich starting around 2005-ish to 2006-ish under the Linux project umbrella. Why? Because they wanted to migrate to OpenOffice, they wanted some template management, and there was nothing that was powerful enough. So they did what you do when it's not there and you do open sourcey stuff. You started doing something yourself and then open sourced it. So that's what Munich did. And there was some, well, it was in production, I think, since 2008. And there was some major upgrade to LibreOffice from OpenOffice, which had some, well, you had to change some UNO stuff there. And another major rework, migrating from Java Swing dialogues and UI to native LibreOffice UI, and mostly sidebar, which really nicely integrates, as you've seen before. And this year, or end of last year, since the Linux project is kind of sunsetting, the extension itself, which is extremely powerful, lovely, great, also cool for QA because it triggers really literally every little corner of the writer UNO API there, moving house to TDF. Again, what is it in the first place? It's predominantly for, let's say, very complex document generation workflows that you will find in larger companies, perhaps also in law firms or something, but predominantly in the public sector. The idea behind there is kind of assemble your letter on the fly and employ the dry principle and only ever have one stylistic element or part of the template defined once, and then you kind of include that like PHP or other template programming languages. So you kind of piece that together. There's also like loops and control flow statements that you can use to kind of very dynamically generate forms. There's a forms generator, so you can have some user guidance, like where to fill in what and pre-fill things, and also dynamically kind of say, oh, when this is on, then do that or not to do that or disable here. As I said, mail merge stuff. And yeah, this text programming in quotes, content-based directives, for doing something very dynamic. Okay, so that thing is now has moved to TDF end of last year, and we have been quite busy. First of all, like doing the move, and also like doing some adaptations and adjustments, and getting a kind of fit for, let's say, an international open source project like LibreOffice. What happened? Git repos moved to under the LibreOffice project on GitHub, which was an easy like click. So the old URL still worked. You got a redirect. That's pretty nice. feature on GitHub, so everybody can still, who had this clone can still work with it. But the official location is now there. We added some translation workflow stuff. We made the Java, like everything that it was a user visible string and the Java sources is now in PO files. We put this on TDS web blade so it can, the UI can be translated. We moved the documentation from a markdown Git-based workflow into MediaWiki, which is also much nicer than to translate for the community. For this markdown stuff, you essentially needed some kind of developer setup to do that. And MediaWiki has really nice, excellent translation support meanwhile. Fixed a number of bugs, made sure that it actually works, not just with older LibreOffice versions, but with the most recent ones. We did some build fixes on the, there was some bits of the internal build system kind of leaking through that still. So we made it actually build out of the box. So you clone that, you build that with Maven and it actually works. Some tweaks with namespaces so we can then upload artifacts to the LibreOffice Maven repository, and it doesn't have the old names anymore that were kind of sometimes internal to City of Munich. We set up Jenkins jobs so we can actually like not only run tests on pull requests, we can also run releases there on the CI, and tons of smaller things like started to do comment translation in the code, renamed variable names. Got the build how-tos and other auxiliary documentation translated to English. It's not done, in particular the code stuff, that's not done. Part of that was already English, but there's quite a bit left. Which gets us to next steps and the possible future. So handbook is not fully line of super clean. There is a, so we the original handbook was German, so we translated it to English, and then we wanted to reuse the old German translation because why do that work again? And with the wiki markup, so that's kind of busy work there, and we're kind of still mostly Gabor still busy with that. I guess help appreciate it, but no, not okay. So we get it done in like the very near future. Some renamings for the Java packages. That kind of blocks each other with possibly renaming the project. We don't want to rename it twice. Have some new landing page then. Some more bug fixing. There's still some sidebar, not so nice things, and some thing there was one crash somewhere. And then we want to reasonably soonish have some release there so that people actually can use that. If anybody's interested, we can have some snapshot possibly published. Then again, it should be relatively easy to build, and if it's not, let's fix it. So actually maybe not publishing snapshots far and wide is a feature, not a bug. So we can fix the build system. Renaming. So we kind of brainstormed a little bit in the background. Those are three suggestions that we will probably mull over and think about. So this LibreOffice template tool or template engine is probably what it actually is. So people would understand what it does when they see that somewhere. This forms and templates is a bit more ambitious because it does much more than just templates. But hey, naming is hard. So yeah, and if you're curious, come and help. So there's some easy hack there for comment translation. That's the easiest thing to get your feet wet. There are certainly more like UI and document translation. That would be great. And of course, if you have cool feature ideas, go get it implemented. So there's one thing that is, there's an old branch about QR code support. So you can kind of generate a QR code and insert it like in this process of programmed software controlled template generation. That would be nice to get in, or other things that people want in templates these days. Okay, and that's it. Thanks so much.